USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
On social media, a very public back and forth between actor Tom Arnold and Apprentice producer Mark Burnett. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the story.
Arnold tweeted that Burnett choked him at a pre-Emmys party on Sunday in Los Angeles. Burnett's wife, actress Roma Downey, tweeted that Arnold tried to ambush the couple, and she posted a photo of what she said is her bruised hand. Arnold's lawyer, Marty Singer, told The Hollywood Reporter that Burnett attacked Arnold. Actress Allison Hannigan was there, and she tweeted that she saw the whole thing and thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Police say no report was taken. Arnold has a new show debuting Tuesday called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which follows Arnold's attempts to find the tapes that show the president expressing bigoted views on the set of The Apprentice, which Arnold was once a contestant on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, where flooding is still an enormous issue in some spots. President Trump says America grieves with those who lost family members in the storm.
To every family who has lost a loved one in these really devastating hurricanes and storms, all of America grieves with you.
The president goes on to say,
our fellow citizens are being affected by the devastating impact of Hurricane Florence. Nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel are deployed to support response efforts along the southeast coast. These are incredible people.
As for the situation after the hurricane in Puerto Rico, President Trump says,
you saw what happened and everybody saw what happened. The recovery and all of the efforts we made in Puerto Rico. It's been an incredible, tough situation, but we fought and we are winning that one big.
You can expect a White House trade announcement this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump reportedly plans to slap the new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal saying the announcement confirming the tariffs is expected to be made within the next few days. The tariffs would impact more than 1,000 products, from refrigerators and air conditioners to TVs and toys. The Chinese government has previously warned it would retaliate by imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods if the White House escalates the trade war. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.